Dear brothers and sisters, today is a joyous and a happy Easter Sunday. Our Lord became a hope of the resurrection, and please give it all glory to Father God. Easter is one of the central holy days. It honors Jesus, the Son of God, who died on behalf of mankind, a great sin, and overcame death by the resurrecting 3 days after his death of a crucifixion. Regardless of the time and the place, many people desire to live long, if possible, live without seeing death. To live longer and maintain a healthy body, many search for the foods and the promise longevity, take vitamin supplements and exercise. And Qin Shi Huang is the first person who unified China, enjoyed all power, wealth, and fame, but feared death. He sent many in search of the fabled elixir of life to attain the immortality. No one else can live forever. But only one, Jesus Christ, faced death and resurrected from the grave to live an eternal life even to this day. He promised the resurrection and the eternal life to those who believe in Him. Today's passage, John chapter 11, 25 to 26, tells us, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me and will live, even he dies. And everyone who lives in and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? At the Lord coming in the air, the bodies of those who died believing in Jesus Christ will be resurrected. The living children of God will be recaptured without seeing death and be with the Lord in the resurrected body. We who believe in the Lord have the hope of the resurrection and the eternal life. How thankful are we for this great grace? In honor of Easter Sunday, we will look at the spiritual meaning of the resurrection and the first fruit of the resurrection, Jesus Christ. May you will be filled with the hope for resurrection and the heaven. Dear brothers and sisters, Wikipedia reported the world's population had already exceeded 8 billion as of November 15, 2022. But too many lives solely for worldly pleasure, for the fleshly attributes that will disappear without knowledge of the eternal life. People live each day closer to eternal death, not knowing and not caring for life, origin and the reason for life, and the destination after life. It's so sorrowful. They are just heading to the death. But as children who believe in the Lord, we know our origin, the reason to live, and the end destination after life ends. Life on this earth is not everything. We know there's an eternal heaven that is unseen, and that as a believer of Christ, to have a faith in the resurrection. We are closing to heaven. And because we have a hope of a heaven, we have a hope to meet our loved again there, because we believe the resurrection and everlasting life. So we needed to share this good news to others more. The idea of a person dying and coming back to life is incomprehensible with the human knowledge and the rational thinking. Because from a young age, we are told people are buried. When we died and decomposed over time, this knowledge becomes an obstacle to so not easy to have the faith for a resurrection. But Jesus' death by crucifixion 2,000 years ago and the subsequent resurrections from the grave 3 days after is a clear historical fact. The Bible is a culmination of pieces written by the people who've received the inspiration from God. Despite the number of the years passing, the Bible records have remained unchanged. Most of the prophetic words recorded in the Old Testament were fulfilled in the New Testament era, and the historic documents prove this. Biblical prophecies not yet fulfilled, including second coming of the Lord and the 7 years of tribulation, millennium kingdom, and the great white throne judgment. But this event will definitely take place. The prophecy of Jesus' resurrection was already recorded in the Old Testament, and there were many instances where Jesus himself told the disciples that he died and resurrected on the third day. But disciples did not completely believe in these words, and they ran away the night of Jesus' arrest. The courageous Peter was also scared for his life that too denied Jesus 3 times. Despite the hearing news of Jesus' resurrection, the disciples doubted and were still afraid. But one day, these same disciples were completely changed and risked the death, boldly preaching the cross and the resurrection of Jesus to persecuting authorities. The disciples totally changed, and they just believe that is their own glory because of the Jesus Christ. How were they able to accomplish this? By clearly seeing the resurrected Lord with their own eyes and eating and drinking with him in his resurrected body, the disciples were completely free from the fear of death. And what a matter of this death could boldly testify and the gospel despite being crucified, preyed on by lions, or beheaded. But they didn't have any fear about death. The life of Pastor Gicheol-ju, why did he do that like that under the persecution of the authority, Japanese authority? The Lord's resurrection is a clear and sure historical fact confirmed by the disciples. The resurrected Lord repeatedly appeared to the disciples over a period of 40 days and ascended before their very eyes. The disciples gazed at the ascended Lord when two men in the white clothing stood beside and said, Acts chapter 1, 10 to 11, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into the heaven will come in Jesus the same way as you have watched him into the heaven. The resurrected Lord sits on the right side of God's throne, preparing a place in heaven for God's children and offering up the necessary prayers on our behalf. And surely, the Lord will come back just as he ascended to heaven on the clouds of glory with the angels. Romans chapter 10, 9 says, If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. When we believe in the Lord's resurrection without any doubts, we will also be resurrected. The fact is that you can, dear brothers and sisters. Excluding Jesus' resurrections, there are more than 8 recorded of people coming back from the dead in the Old and the New Testaments. There are some examples. Son of the Zarephath widow. and the son of the Shunanite women, who she served the prophet Elisha, and that she was blessed conceiving his only son. But one day, her son was very sick, and they say, but he was turned back to life because of the Elisha's prayer. Also, when Jesus cried, when Jesus with the disciples went to the town Nain, but one widow's son just died, and Jesus saw the very sad that widow, and he came up and touched the coffin, and he said, he just let him arise. And Lazarus and Tabitha and Eutychus, who fall down from the window, and Peter just let him go back to the life. Even today, we sometimes hear testimonies of those who experienced death and came back to life. These events are simply proof that only God, the suffering of a life, can bring a dead person back to the life. It's not true resurrection. Resurrection does not simply mean dying and coming back to life, but like Jesus Christ, it means dying completely and then coming back to full life and living forever without dying. There was no true resurrection before Jesus Christ, and there will not be resurrection in the future without Jesus Christ, the first fruit of the resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, there's a spiritual and a physical resurrection. Let me explain about the spiritual resurrection first. Adam, the first human being, ate the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had commanded him not to eat. So Father God exactly said, if you eat that fruit, you surely die. But through the disobedience of the God, Adam's life of a seed just died that could communicate with a God. So we needed to consider that human beings consist of the spiritual life seed and then physical body and the souls. But the seed of a life planted to Adam's, the first human being, Father God blew into that man. But Adam just disobeyed Father God's command. But traced of the life, the breath of the life that God breathed into Adam when he first created him, remains with Adam and his descendant whose spirit died. When we accept the Lord, however, the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and the previously dead spirits come back to the life through the slightly remain of the seed of life. It's very important. So someone whose spirit died should have to do death and the hell. So, the people, the seed of life inside of the people should be alive again. But so, we people have the trace of the sea of the life. So even we don't accept the Jesus Christ. We vaguely just look at the sky, look up the sky, and something holy and godly things would be. You know it. But when we accept that Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit comes to us and He let the seed of our life rise again. Essentially, the dead spirit comes back to life, lives according to the Word of God, and goes away the eternal life every day. When we, before accepting that Jesus Christ, we couldn't believe that the resurrection of the Jesus Christ, because the concept of resurrection is ununderstandable to us. But after accepting that Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit came to us, we understand the spiritual death procedures, that resurrection. So, they just begin to believe in the resurrection of the Jesus Christ, new believer. But we should not stop that level. We needed to grow life of a seed inside in me, in us, praying fervently more and more. And now, the Holy Spirit nurtures your sea of life more and more as you pray the fervently more. That is kind of a course of the cultivation as the children of God. But so many Christians don't know or stop at the middle of this course. Walking the path of eternal life where there's no death means that the dead spirit becomes completely alive, never vanishing. This is referred to as a spiritual resurrection. So, we are growing this kind of a life of the sea without any ceasing, unceasing. Even though we struggle or kind of get trials on the way, we needed to keep this course, praying fervently. So, that is our duty to going to the Spirit by nurturing the life of a sea inside and meeting our Lord again. When a person dies, the body returns to the handful of dirt. Those who saved are resurrected into the spiritual body and then combined with a soul that comes down as the Lord descended in the air. Did you remember that? So what we learned that so already died people before will be arise wearing the resurrected body on the air. And that scene in the picture, and we alive on the earth now will be combined a new holy body. There is a spiritual body. When we died, so body left on the earth and decayed and buried, but our spirit will go up to the heaven, staying on the third heaven. But at the time, the Lord coming, second coming day, we will meet together on the on air. So sometimes the people testify that the spirit, but some people, the Abraham or Moses, their appearance is like that appearance they used to act on the earth. If Moses died 80, that appearance just keeps now on the heaven as a spiritual body. But when Jesus Christ second coming, so our appearance changed to the younger people at the 33 ages of 33. So we call that resurrected body. So back to the Bible scenes when Jesus Christ was resurrected. So disciples just amazed at the see the Lord, and they just thought it was a ghost. But Jesus said, "No, I'm not a ghost. I'm a kind of a I have a resurrected body like." So complete resurrection is achieved only when the spirit is revived by the Holy Spirit, achieving spiritual resurrection, and when the dead body is resurrected as a spiritual body, or instantly assume the spiritual body, which is a physical resurrection. So when Jesus' second coming, our body changes the resurrected body. So we will have a banquet on the air. And we spend the 7 years of wedding banquet and the millennium kingdom on the resurrected body. After we receive the glory and the rewarded according to our faith, holiness, and the royalty at the great white throne judgment. Please remember that spiritual body and then resurrected body. Dear brothers and sisters, may we all partake in the spiritual and the physical resurrection and enjoy the life filled with the joy of the resurrection. Dear brother and sister, if we look at our surroundings with the spiritual eyes, we can find the many phenomena that gives us a hope for resurrection. First, the sense of the resurrection can be felt when seeing a sprout grows after planting a seed. If a seed is not planted in the soil but kept in its original casting in the room temperature, it doesn't grow nor display any changes as if the life cycle has stopped and died. But if you plant a seed that looks at as if it has died in the soil and the weight, it will sprout and grow new leaves. So farmers often save the seed of the crops and the various good fruits and the good seed and plant them again the following years for cultivation. For example, soybeans are sown in the Korea early to mid-May. Soybeans planted the rigid and the furrow system can sprout and grow in a variety of white and purple flowers on a short branch shoot. When you plant a seed, like it seems to disappear within a soil, but it actually sprouts and bears fruits. This instance allows to truly feel amazing and the mysterious providence of a God and understand the idea of a resurrection. So, when we see and enjoy the nature scene, please try to feel more deeply providence of Father God. It's follow the providence of Father God. It's a mysterious mystery work and amazing work by the Father God. So now, please don't look over very little things, even it's a kind of a little sea on the ground. Please try to think of a providence or mystery work of a Father God. And then Father God will give you a greater grace and giving more faith. Second, the providence of the resurrection can be found through the ecology of various plants and insects. When winter comes, the leaves fall off the trees and make them look dead. But when spring comes around, the new roots and the leaves sprout. In the summer, the lush leaves provide a cool shade from the sun. Many insects overwinter through the hibernation or disappear and lay eggs in winter on the rocks and the ground. Then when the warm spring arrives, you can see the life conceived in the egg hatched and come out. Before long, a nymph transformed the flying Psyche, a caterpillar, goes from a pupa to the butterfly and out of the water. A larva turns into the dragonflies that catches a mosquito. It may not be easy for people living in the city without easy access to this natural phenomena to believe, but there are many videos available to capture the first stage. Our bodies are flesh that will age and deteriorate with the time. But imagine that after removing fleshly clothes, we will be clothed in the white linen and soar through the sky like a butterfly and a dragonfly. Through the parable of seeds and the insect, it's clear that the flesh comes to the resurrect once it dies. So John chapter 12, 24 writes, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but it is dies, it bears much fruit." Within the physical form of the seed is the seed of the life. When the external physical form dies, the seed of life inside the resurrected in the blooms. These are words of Jesus taught using the law of the cultivation. They are about God's deep and mysterious truth through the providence of nature. According to this law of the nature, Jesus planted himself as a seed and died for the sake of human beings. Many have been able to believe in him, receive the salvation, and enter heaven. If we sow perishable before God, we will reap imperishable. It's important to spiritually understand and obey this principle. If you plant a seed into the soil, that is the best example is our Jesus Christ resurrection. So, we should die. We should die to ourselves and bear more better fruits. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 42-44 says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It's raised an imperishable body. It's sown in the dishonor. It's raised in glory. It's sown in a weakness. It's raised in a power. It's sown a natural body. It's raised a spiritual body." First, the verse written is the sown of perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. even though the physical body seems to die, it undergoes the resurrection and the revived into a spiritual body. This refers to the sowing of a perishable body and the raising in an imperishable body. It's even more important to sow fleshly thought and raise a spiritual thought. Your fleshly thought is perishable. So please put your fleshly thought into the soil. Romans chapter 8:6-7 tells us, "For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset on the flesh is a hustle toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it's not even able to do so." Those who cultivate the flesh thought receive the work of Satan, and the evil in the heart emerges to always judge, condemn, hate, and become jealous according to their own thought. They always come up the flesh evil thought, and they just follow the thought doing evil. So, if you are a person like that, you should pray fervently and stopping that fleshly thought. To sow the perishable flesh thought, it is important to reap the imperishable the spiritual thought as a possible Paul's confession of "I died every day." Please check yourself and check your thought, and please discern which your thought is flesh or spiritual. And always think about and consider that your thought can be wrong. If you think about something evil, please stop it. Feeling uncomfortable? Okay, that is a flesh one. And please let not it keep on. And say something. "Oh, no. It is kind of a flesh thought and the ill evil feeling. I should not go on this way." And change your thought to spiritual one. Every day, you need to practice it. Every day, every moment. So, when you do it, practice like that way, your fleshy thought and evil thought drive the way. And the verse 33 of the 1 Corinthians 15 tells us, "It's sown in the dishonor, it's raised in glory." Dishonor refers to everything in the world that is not right. As people grow, they attain the knowledge through what they see, hear, and learn. But most of this knowledge is not right in God's eyes. So worldly knowledge has been filed since you lived on the earth. The worldly thought and the worldly knowledge is everything from school. So, the worldly knowledge means everything you gained from your old life. So, the worldly knowledge including hatred, telling a lie, kind of a scheme to take your benefit, as a kind of a worldly wisdom. We already so many worldly knowledge inside. For example, in the world, people flaunt themselves to others in order to recognize and credit. But God's word tells us to humble ourselves and serve. So if you really want to become a spiritual fruit, your fleshly thought and the fleshly things should be completely died. The more so, the more we died and the more transformed by the truth, then our soul will be prosper, and just as our soul prosper, everything will go well. The same verse also writes, is sown in the weakness, is raised in power. Weakness in this phrase refers to our human heart. Before a person changes to the truth, many emotions arise, including anger and the need to commit the violence and the other untruth. Some think they are strong because they make sure their voices are heard or they use the force, but spiritually they were very weak. Why? People are nothing but food and prey for enemy devil. But the spirit, the heart of the truth is strong. These people can live a prosperous life feared by the enemy devil and manifest the great and the mighty power of God. It's important to perish and sow a heart of the weakness, fleshly nature, and the untruth, and be revived with a gentle spirit and a spiritual heart that understands, forgives, and serves. For example, when fleshly in the form of the hatred is thrown away, the spirit called the love is filled. When a person who used to steal turns their life around and doesn't steal, they become resurrected as a person of a truth. And as written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:44, we will be reborn as a spiritual body. The more we become a person of a truth, the more confident we become in the resurrection. The more we yearn for the spiritual things, the closer we can get to the God. Dearest brothers and sisters, the Christian faith is built on the two pillars, the cross and the resurrection. If we confess our gratitude for the love of Jesus Christ on the cross but don't believe in the resurrection of the Lord, we cannot have a faith in the second coming of the Lord who promised to come again and take us. If the resurrection of the dead isn't true, then there wouldn't be no resurrection of Christ. If Christ hadn't been raised from the dead, our faith and the preaching would be in vain. But Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed blood to atone for the sins of all mankind, and was resurrected 3 days later. This was the resurrection of the dead and the eternal life of the living. Resurrection is the culmination of God's amazing power and the great love that enables everyone who accepted Jesus Christ to gain life, come back to the life even after death, and live forever. As a believer with the assurance and the hope of a resurrection in the Jesus Christ, we need to strive to fight against the sin, even to a point of the shedding blood. John chapter 5:29 says, "Those who did the good deeds to resurrection of our life, those who committed evil deeds to resurrection of the judgment." These words don't simply say those who believe in Jesus Christ will come to the resurrection of a life and that those who do not believe in the Jesus Christ will face the resurrection of the judgment. It means that even if you believe in Jesus Christ but commit evil, you will face the resurrection of the judgment. If you truly understand the holy belief in the spiritual meaning of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you will follow truth, do good deeds, and emerge as a resurrection of a life. It's very important to remember that if you believe in the darkness despite aspiring for a resurrection, your faith and the hope can disappear. So please check yourself. If you surely and confidence about the resurrection, if you don't, that's because you do not live by the God's words. Even you confess you believe in the Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord, may you all become a saint who shine like a sun in the heaven and walk in the greater righteousness with an overflowing hope of a resurrection.
Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN. Give them the faith of belief from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away, light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All dementia, all the mental diseases go away. All the paralysis go away. Let them get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, the voice of Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, and the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false and deceitful spirits, disappointing spirits, all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervent to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let him be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.